This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
Some of you remember a professional basketball player, NBA star, years ago by the name of Jay Carty. I don't even know the team he played for, but Jay was from Missouri. He grew up in Missouri traditions. He said, Missouri is the show me state. The proof is in the pudding. In Missouri, the bottom line is the bottom line. Talk is cheap. Missourians reserve their judgment until they see actions. But listen to this story out of his own life. One of the greatest days of my life came as a junior high student when I came home from school depressed. What a sentence. One of the greatest days of my life is when I came home from school depressed. The kids had been talking about what their dads did for a living. My dad was a bookmaker. He made his living booking horses and running a poker parlor. When my father asked me what was wrong, I told him of my embarrassment regarding what he did for a living. It was Friday. My dad was an honest gambler, so honest, in fact, that his poker chips were considered legal tender at most of the restaurants and stores in our little town. He would make the rounds every Wednesday to redeem his chips, but on that Friday, he gave his notice. On Monday, he collected all his chips and settled up with people and began a legitimate business from which he could retire 10 years later. I never had to ask my dad if he really loved me or not. He gave up thousands of dollars a week when $1,000 was a lot of money. He did it for the respect of his son and out of love for him. He just didn't tell me that he loved me. He showed me. The proof of his love was in what he did. How much do dads in this room ever show their sons and daughters that they really love them? Is it lip service or is it the real thing? Lip service is not proof of actions because actions speak louder than words, and the proof is in the result, in what is done. You have a covenant relationship with a son or daughter. Your children may be grown. You may not have a relationship with them now, but nevertheless, children and parenting is a covenant relationship, and most people in our culture don't get that. Most people in our culture don't get that. In fact, I didn't even say this in the first service, but in our culture today, having children is considered a curse when the Bible says it's a blessing. Everything in Scripture says having children is a blessing. It's a gift from God, but we live in a culture that says you have a lot of children, you have a curse. You know, Annie's one of 13 children, and people say, 13? What was their problem? They had a lot of children. That was their problem. They had a lot of children. But people look at that as if it's something just totally from another planet. And yet children are a heritage from the Lord. They are given by God in a covenant relationship. There's one more I want to talk about. This is the most important one. We have a covenant relationship with our Lord. If you're a believer in Jesus Christ, you are in a covenant with God Almighty. It's exciting. You are in a covenant relationship. How do I know that? Listen to the words of the 8th chapter of Hebrews, if we could bring this up. This is the covenant I will make with the house of Israel after that time, declares the Lord. I will put my laws in their minds and write them on their hearts. I will be their God and they will be my people. For I will forgive their wickedness and will remember their sins no more. Then listen to this. For by calling this covenant new, he made the first one obsolete, and what is obsolete in aging will soon disappear. As a Christian, you and I are under the new covenant. The old covenant was embraced by the law, the Ten Commandments. We're under the new covenant that's embraced by the grace of God and the mercy of God, by everything that happened on the cross. As a Christian, as a believer, you are in a covenant relationship with the Lord.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.